by the way you work today, okay, and we're proud of the way you work today. Okay, there's some things we got to get cleaned up on the film, Clay, clearly. Some things we got to get cleaned up on the film, but you worked hard today. You need.
I expect, you know, our meeting room to be a great classroom. I got into this business to be a teacher. Spent my first 7 years in this business as an elementary school teacher. So my approach and the expectation of the player in the meeting room is that it's a classroom.
Okay, now, one comment on today. Okay. Thought that we had carryover from the individual stuff into the team stuff. There was evidence on the film that we have a coachable group here, okay, which is very, very encouraging.
He tells us all the time, you know, he's been doing this for 40-plus years, and, you know, he expects it to be done a certain way, and he's gonna coach us to the best of his ability, and he's going to do it with the passion because he wants all of us to succeed.
We don't have to try to guess what they're doing, do we? We're never going to guess. We're not in that business. We're teaching you a system. And when you learn the system, you will be right 100% of the time. And we need to be right 100% of the time. Because in this league, there's only one or two plays a game. There's a play or two that beat you. That's it. We can't take a chance on missing those plays.
We try to find out the best method of how each player learns, and we expect great attention and discipline and mental toughness in the meeting.
This place is beyond passion. This is where it all started. We're going to give you every opportunity to be a part of this football team. All of us dreamed about being in a room like this. We had a dream to get here. We know you did.
Play the game from the soles of your shoes up to your helmet.
Wait till he's coming back your way to move.
Are you a smart guy?
I like to think so.
Then talk like one. I ain't hearing nobody.
I don't want any traitors in here, right? We want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Hustle, hustle. Don't be the last guy.
This one's going to be over in a blink of an eye. We're here to give you every opportunity to live your dream.
I don't get a bat. No, Carl's a bat. I don't know what to do with it. Where do I go?
For offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer, an opportunity to pester some of his rookie quarterbacks does not go by without a try.
Yeah. Give him some of that. Yeah, how about some of that? You want some of that?
You know, one of the best things the good quarterbacks do is they protect the ball in the pocket, and that drill is a protecting the ball drill, and the quarterbacks laugh because you're hitting them with this foam bat and you're trying to knock the ball out, and everybody wants you to kill the guy, and I'm trying to poke it out, and so it was a fun time.
Despite his desire to hit him with a bat, Cromer has been impressed with rookie quarterback David Fields.
Nice job, 1-2.
There's a big difference between learning something and then being able to verbalize what you've learned, and he had both of those traits.
At practice, the rookie running backs are an intriguing group. Chicago native Jordan Lynch is making the transition from Heisman finalist at the quarterback position at Northern Illinois to NFL running back.
It felt a lot different, you know, from running back to quarterback. It's more physical now. And so that's kind of the adjustment I have to make. It's all the physical work.
He had been playing quarterback in college, so, you know, instead of taking the snap and running the ball from a quarterback position, he actually had to stand back there at 7 yards, get the ball from the quarterback, and get a feel for how to read these plays. And I can't imagine how hard that was for him. But Jordan did a good job of showing knowledge of the position, and that just showed a knowledge of football.
Lynch's roommate at camp is Kadeem Carey, who was drafted in the fourth round out of Arizona and was one of the nation's most prolific ground gainers in college.
We're actually really bonding and getting to know each other. So when I first saw him, I was like, hey, look at the man, because he is the man. He had all them stats and all them records. And definitely, I mean, it was an honor even meeting him. So, I mean, we got off to a good start. He was just like, every week, you were that Kadeem dude. I mean, you always check your stats in rushing, and you was always right there. And I was just like, I did the same thing, so we were in the same boat, and we just laughed about it.
Next on Inside Rookie Minicamp.
There it goes again.
Don't wait on anybody. Let's go. We're raging to the whistle.
Get out of your cell. Let's go. Sleepwalking out here.
Believe it or not, we know we all can't go on the next portion of this journey.
Inside Rookie Minicamp is brought to you by the new Chicago Tribune Digital Sports.